Guys, I'm back. Hey guys, it's Alicia. Hey, so it's been maybe a year or two since I've been on here. I actually had no idea that Anchor had changed from Anchor to Spotify for podcasters. Well, you ever get the feeling that you just ain't good enough? Let me explain to you. And guys, if you're listening, feel free to. But girls, I'm going to relate to you on this. You ever, get with a guy, you're holding hands, he kisses your forehead, all the other nice, romantic, intimate shit that you guys do. And he goes home, and then you all immediately don't talk. He's ghosting you. And when you call him out on it, he's like, "Well, I've been busy, or I've been doing this or this." Okay, well, and guys, I know some of you don't understand that, but that's what some women would consider a mind game. Most women, when you do stuff like that, especially a woman like me who's been hurt time and time again, when you do stuff like that, most women, well, they kind of get attached. And, so guys, you got to be careful with what you do because you don't know what that girl's past is. You don't know how she reacts. And so, like, if you are one of those guys that's blowing them off or, just being distant, don't do that. Because how would you feel if you got attached to her and she did the same thing? It wouldn't be a really good thing, would it? And that's the thing, because, like, guys, y'all don't understand sometimes. Y'all don't understand how attached some of us women can get. And it's not all of us get attached like that. It's the ones who've been hurt. It's the ones who've been, like, just thrown out and felt like they weren't good enough. And we don't do it to be clingy. That's what you men need to understand. We're not clingy. We don't do it to be clingy. There may be some women out there who are. Don't get me wrong. But we're not clingy. We just crave your attention because we're afraid that y'all don't think we're good enough. And like I said, not all guys think that way. I got a particular guy, I know a particular person who is actually doing this right now. He's doing this right now to a girl. She's one of my friends. She calls me up and she goes, "Hey, Alice, I got a proposition. I need to tell you, talk to you for a little bit." And I said, "All right, sure, what's up, girl?" She telling me this. She goes, "Look, I know I'm married, but I'm in love with him. He's been doing this, this, and this. We had an intimate relationship. I cheated on my husband, all this other stuff." And I'm like, "Girl, you did what? You did what?" She's like, "Yeah, but he's never really done any of this before. Like, I've never felt this way before." And then she tells me after she, took him back home, he just starts ghosting her, and I'm like, "He did a what now? I know you just didn't tell me he just did that." And she says, "Yeah, Alice, like, he's been ghosting me, and every time I call him out on it, he's like, 'Well, I've been busy,' or 'I've been doing this or this.' But, it's kind of funny." So she calls me yesterday after she's done visiting her best friend. Tells me that because her best friend used to date him, tells me that he was talking shit on her. And my thing and her thing are, if you're gonna talk shit about us, at least say it to our faces and not behind our backs. I'm sure most of y'all girls can relate, and some of you guys probably can relate. You know, if you're gonna talk shit about us, at least say it to our faces. If you feel this way about somebody, you look them in the eye and you tell them how you feel. Now, I don't know how this guy feels. I don't know how he reacts. I don't even know if he's got feelings for her. I hope so. Because I told her yesterday, I said, girl, if Alice has to come up here, Alice ain't gonna like it. You're gonna pull me out of the nice, warm atmosphere I'm in. And you're gonna make me come up there in the cold and freeze my ass off to kick somebody's ass. Hell nah. So she asked me, she said, well, Alice, what do I do? I told her, I said, girl, you tell him how you feel. And if he can't realize how he feels about you, then he ain't worth your time, because you obviously ain't worth his. And if he's got a million and one girls he's talking to on that phone, then that just shows you how far on that totem pole you ain't. Like she told me about his past life, because he's been in her life for a while. And it's been, you know, it's been one of those things where it's off and on relationship. And, you know, she sent him pics, he sent her pics, you know, all the other shit. And that's fine and dandy. Like, I don't care what y'all do. But if he's got you this attached, sweetheart, to the point where you're craving his attention, then he either needs to be a man and man up and realize what he's got, or he needs to put you down gently and just friend zone you. And let me tell you, I told her that yesterday. And I told her, and I said, girl, take it from little old Alice. I said, if he friend zone you, you don't send no more pictures. This is not how that works. You get friend zone, you don't send pics. And we don't do that. Now, if he admits his feelings to you, then that's cool. Let's do it. But hey, I got a lot of stuff I got to do tomorrow, so I'm going to get off here. But guys, you know, we're not all the same. Not all of us women are the same. You know, we just go about our day thinking that one man's thinking about us. You know, hey. And I'll get more into detail tomorrow about what's wrong with her and her husband. That poor girl, she's got a lot going on. See you later. Bye.